Story London. The mail bomb scare in the United States is widening, with law enforcement officials seizing three more suspicious packages. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Two were addressed to former Vice President Joe Biden and the other to actor Robert De Niro. Both have criticized President Trump, as have others who received similar packages. The president called out political violence yesterday, saying all sides should unite.
In peace and harmony, we can do it.
At the same time, he is blaming the media for not setting a civil tone. Critics say his own rhetoric has led to a sharp and potentially dangerous political divide, but spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says there's a big difference between words and deeds.
The idea that this is at the hands of the president is absolutely ridiculous.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Saudi Arabia has again changed its explanation for the killing of a Saudi journalist, Jamal Khashoggi, inside Riyadh's Istanbul consulate, now saying it was premeditated based on information it had received from Turkey. Reuters reporter Emily Wither has this.
Two sources have told Reuters that CIA Director Gina Haspel has heard an audio recording of the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Haspel arrived in Turkey Monday as part of a fact-finding mission into the dissident's murder. Reuters was told that an audio recording existed of what happened inside the Saudi consulate on October 2nd. It's also been widely reported in the Turkish media, with some revealing gruesome details of the journalist's torture and interrogation.
A strong earthquake off the western Greek tourist island early Friday morning was felt as far away as Athens in the capital of Athens, and as far away as Italy, Malta, Albania, and Libya. This is VOA. Japanese freelance journalist Junpei